Station 8, the women weep for Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Let us pray. For all women everywhere, especially for those who have to watch family, friends, or lovers suffer indignity, for those who mourn loved ones killed or wounded, for the women of Jerusalem today, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Palestinian Arabs, Israelis, Armenians, and others, for the women we know in our own lives who are standing beside us. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
In penitence and sorrow, we pray for each time right is obscured by might, for every time the powerful are given undue respect, while the weak and powerless, the poor and the dispossessed, are ignored and oppressed. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We pray for ourselves, that the Holy Spirit will give us the mind of Christ, that we will love and respect those who are oppressed. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
O Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious death has redeemed us,
save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. Life can be so tedious and so boring, the same household tasks every day. So we go along to watch the crucifixions. They take us out of ourselves, you see. Lord, help us to live real lives, caring for others in your world. There were three men to be killed that day. One was Jesus of Nazareth, Mary's boy. We always said he'd come to a bad end. Look at the people he called his friends. Lord, help us to live real lives, caring for others in your world. And we were very moved, of course. We wept like we always did. The sight of young men going to their death always made us let go a bit. Lord, help us to live real lives, caring for others in your world. But Jesus, he turned and told us off. Don't cry for me, women, he said. Cry instead for yourselves and your children. What on earth could he have meant? Lord, help us to live real lives, caring for others in your world.